Hey guys, welcome to America Unhinged here on Brighteon TV. My name is Jeff Dornick, filling in for my good friend, Dr. John Diamond. I'm going to be filling in every other week, so it'll be fun to be joining you guys, bring on some good guests, have some good topics. Today it's just going to be solo, just me, but really diving into a couple of different topics, but primarily just around your worldview. What do you believe about the Constitution, about the role of the Constitution? And I think this is important. I just got into a little bit of a Twitter debate with Michael Knowles yesterday from the Daily Wire about this very issue. And then it's going to kind of lead into a conversation about, you know, Ron DeSantis, how he handled COVID, how he would handle being president. And so these are things that we need to be discussing right now and figuring out what do we believe, especially as we're heading into this election cycle coming up in 2024. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So in the first section, I'm going to be dealing with my conversation with Michael Knowles. Second segment, I'm going to be dealing with Ron DeSantis and lockdowns. We'll be right back after this break.
Experts agree that cardio, muscle, and brain exercise are critical to overall health. But what if you discovered you were missing an exercise that the Surgeon General says was just as important? It's called Juvent, the first clinically proven micro-impact platform in the world. Juvent's clinically proven, patented technology discovers the right frequency of micro-impact for your body. Simply stand on it for 12 seconds and calibrates the Juvent to the uniqueness of your size and body mass.
Brought up the webpage here of the Juvent webpage so people know what we're talking about. It's a platform, it's a micro-impact platform. And I literally use it every day.
Knee pains and joint problems and back pains that they've seen resolve with using Juvent.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Hey guys, we are back. Again, my name is Jeff Dornick here on America Unhinged. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, I know this show airs every single day. I'm going to be joining you guys every other week, kind of filling in for Dr. John Diamond. Today we're going to really dive into really what do we believe? Because this is a really important issue that we figure out heading into the 2024 election. And I'll really dive into this, you know, further. But, you know, one thing I wanted to let you guys know is, you know, a couple of years ago, I actually put out a book where we were kind of diving into a lot of this kind of stuff. The first book I put out was called Social Injustice, Exposing the False Gospel of the Social Justice Movement. The second book was the sequel. It was called Church and State, How the Left Used the Church to Conquer America. Both of these books were group book projects, brought together a bunch of great contributing authors, people like Brandon Howes, Dr. Andy Woods, Dr. Michael Brown. We had Pastor Greg Locke, a bunch of great guys really coming together, really focusing on what do we believe? Because, you know, we're going up against the social justice movement, the woke movement. We're going up against this ideology that actually they don't have a Christian worldview. They don't have a biblical worldview. They don't have a conservative worldview. They don't have a constitutional worldview. It's antithetical to everything that we believe. And so it's important that we actually get down to the base ideas, the root issues. And it really comes down to what do we believe? And so I'm going to kind of expound upon that a little bit. But I just want to let you guys know, if you guys want to order those books, both Social Injustice and Church and State, you guys can go to jeffdornick.com, order that today. They're great resources for you guys. I've had a lot of great feedback from a lot of people. It's really opened up a lot of people's eyes, given people a lot of different, you know, talking points and responses to important issues that a lot of people haven't necessarily thought through before. Everything's comparing everything with scripture. So again, you guys can order that over at jeffdornick.com. But I think as we're heading into the 2024 election, I'm getting more and more concerned, especially with this fight going on between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. You know, it's really dividing the Republican Party. It's dividing the conservative movement. I've got a lot of great friends that are on both sides of this fight between Trump and DeSantis. Personally, I've endorsed both Donald Trump for president on the Republican side and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the Democrat side. So I've kind of taken the approach of I would love to see Kennedy get the Democrat nomination. I'd love to see Trump get the Republican nomination, and then we'll duke it out when it comes to the general. But specifically with what's going on right now, I think we've got to figure out how do we get people to start thinking through the issues as opposed to thinking about who they're following, who they're supporting, who their leader is, right? Because you know this is one of those things I've been thinking about a lot because I'm writing a book right now called Following the Leader, and you know it's really coming down to this, you know, this cult mindset, cult mentality of where we're playing follow the leader constantly. And I think we're really seeing that, especially with what's going on right now between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, where we're seeing this ideology of everybody's picking sides. They're picking their team, and then they're justifying everything about their particular candidate and attacking the other, even though a lot of times things begin to become very hypocritical. And I'll dive into that more in the second segment. But in this first segment, I've been thinking through this idea of our constitutional rights. And a lot of it is because of a conversation that I had yesterday with Michael Knowles on Twitter. As many of you guys know, Michael Knowles, he's the host of the Michael Knowles Show on the Daily Wire. And you know, he posted this tweet, and I think that it's important that we dive into this a little bit. He posted this tweet and he said, "Unpopular opinion. Civil leaders do in fact have emergency authority to suspend temporarily many legal rights." And you're probably wondering, like, Jeff, you were just talking about Trump and DeSantis, and now you're talking about Michael Knowles. What's going on? Where's the connection? Well, I'm gonna tie this all together, but you know, especially in the second segment when it comes to DeSantis and Donald Trump. But I want to preface it with this, kind of taking a deep dive into this almost like a thought experiment here, because what Michael Knowles is saying is that government leaders have the right to suspend your constitutional rights. And what he was saying is, for a period of time, temporarily, not permanently, not indefinitely, but temporarily, they have the authority to take away your rights in an emergency. They have emergency authority. Well, so what he's basically saying, and this is a prominent conservative, one of the conservative thought leaders, you know, coming out of the Daily Wire, that people like Ron DeSantis, people like Gavin Newsom, these leftist leaders coming out of Oregon and Washington and New York that were locking down the country, that technically they actually do have the constitutional right to violate your constitutional rights. That's really what he's saying. And that's very concerning coming out of the conservative movement. But there's a lot of people that are actually agreeing with him. And I think what's happening is they're doing this to set the stage in order to justify and defend Ron DeSantis heading into the GOP primaries. And I'll dive into that a bit further down the road in this conversation. But this is where we need to figure out, what do we believe as conservatives? What's the role of the government? What do we believe about our constitutional rights? Now, yesterday, Knowles actually, during his show, kind of dove into this a little bit further, and he was using these, you know, arguments and justifications, you know, historical precedents. You know, we saw, you know, Abraham Lincoln suspend, you know, rights for a period of time during the Civil War. We've seen different instances where this was required. And so he's using these historical precedents in order to say, yes, local leaders and the president and governors, they have the right to suspend your constitutional rights for a period of time under certain emergency situations. And I would argue that he is dead wrong. And this is where you need to figure out, what do you believe about your constitutional rights? And a lot of this, in my opinion, really hinges around this idea of who gives you the rights and what are rights. And this is why this is so important. I believe firmly, and this is based upon the Founding Fathers' writings. This is actually based upon biblical teaching and biblical understanding of human value. Your rights are not given to you by the government. Your rights are not given to you by anybody here on earth. They are given to you by God. And here's the interesting thing. The Founding Fathers, they fully agree with that statement. They firmly believe that your constitutional rights are given to you by God. They're not given to you by the government. And you guys all know this. I mean, Dr. Diamond talks about this all the time. But it's important that we actually, you know, revisit this constantly, because this is going to be something that's going to be coming up in the debates, in the discussions about who's going to be our next president and who did what in the past. How can we vote for somebody who believes in different worldviews and things along those lines? We need to figure out what we believe. We need to figure out what our worldview is. And when it comes to our constitutional rights, we need a constant reminder of what those rights actually are. You know, right now I'm actually reading through the book of Leviticus during you know, every morning as I drink my coffee. You know, I read a couple of chapters out of the Bible, and right now I'm reading through Leviticus, and it's really interesting, because as you're reading through it, you can really begin to see what the term justice coming up constantly. Not necessarily in the sense of Moses wrote the word justice over and over and over again. No, that's not what I'm talking about. But the constant theme comes down to justice, right and wrong. And the underlying theme among all of it is the value of human life. Why? Because every single person, man, woman, and child, born and unborn, is created in the image of God. And so when we look at the book of Leviticus, when we look at the law that God laid down for the nation of Israel, during Moses' time, the thing that we begin to see is that God values human life. Why? Because he created very harsh punishments for the taking of human life, for the harming of human life, for all sorts of crimes against humanity. God created very severe punishments. Now, a lot of leftists and a lot of anti-Christians will actually run around and say, well, God's harsh, God's mean, God is this God of wrath and punishment. No, what God is doing is God is defending human life, because he created every single individual person in the image of him. That means that you, as an individual, are created in the image of God. And because you're created in the image of God, you have inherent value, because you are reflecting the very character of God. That's written throughout all of Scripture. That's written throughout all of the Bible. That's what the Founding Fathers understood when they actually wrote the United States Constitution. They understood that every single individual human being on this planet is given certain inalienable rights that cannot be taken away by the government, because they're not given to us by the government. They're given to us by God. And the problem that our Founding Fathers saw was that there was no country on the face of this earth that actually recognized these certain inalienable rights. And they were specifically dealing with this with the King of England, where the King of England was not recognizing particular rights, whether it was freedom of speech, freedom of the press, the right to bear arms and protect your family, personal property rights. Also, all the rights that are laid out in the Bill of Rights in the United States Constitution, the King of England was not recognizing whatsoever. And what the Founding Fathers began to see is, look, as you look at Scripture, you look throughout the Bible, it's clear that each human has certain value that's given to us by God. And so what the Constitution's going to do, it's not going to give these rights to American citizens. It's going to recognize these rights that you are created in the image of God. That means that when you read through the United States Constitution, it's not a prescription for, you know, what we think you should do or not do. What it's actually saying is that the government does not have the authority to create laws that would violate your inalienable rights. That was what this entire nation, what this entire country was founded upon. Now, as the woke mob will often say, and rightly so, our nation has not been perfect. Our nation has not fulfilled those inalienable rights in protecting them to the best of our abilities. We saw that with slavery for the first 100 years, or about 90 years, of our existence as America. Every single man, woman, and child, no matter what your race, no matter what your color, no matter what your background, you have certain inalienable rights that cannot be taken away. And unfortunately, for the first 90 years of our nation's existence, we allowed certain people, based upon the color of their skin, to not have those inalienable rights that God gave them. But guess what? In less than 100 years, we fought in order to give every single person those inalienable rights by God, to simply recognize that they exist. And so we've always strived in order to have those rights for every man, woman, and child. And I would believe that for the first 200 years of our country's existence, we were on a trajectory in the right direction. We were on an upward trajectory that we're actually giving more people rights. Every decade, every 20 years, we were giving more people rights, more people rights, more people rights. Why? Because that was the whole idea. That was the goal. That was the end game. But then all of a sudden, then you get the Marxists come in. You get the communists. You get the socialists. You get the Chinese Communist Party. You get the Russians. You get everybody that's infiltrating into our government, pushing their anti-God, atheistic worldview. The more atheistic our country has become, the more anti-God that our country has become, the less that we have preserved constitutional rights. And here's why, and this is important to understand. You only have inalienable rights that cannot be taken away by the government under one specific scenario. You only have rights if there's a rights giver. You only have rights if there is, in fact, a God. If our government actually recognizes that there is a God. Why? If there's a God, he's the one that gave us those constitutional rights, those inalienable rights that cannot be taken away by the government. And the United States Constitution simply recognizes that those rights are given to each and every one of us. But if there is no God, we have no rights. If we have no rights, then the government can do whatever they want. If there's no God that gave us the rights, then it was the government that gave us those rights. And if the government gave us those rights, the government can take away those rights. Do you understand? And this is where I think conservatives in the evangelical movement, in my opinion, have gotten way too far outside of the conversation. We've taken religion out of public discourse. If we just focus on everything from a political standpoint, a legality standpoint, we've got to get back into the culture wars. We've got to get back into having discussions and debates and preaching the gospel and bringing people to faith and repentance and belief in God. And one of the byproducts of that is we will begin to value our constitutional rights even more because, they're given to us because, and simply because, we are created in the image of God and we have inherent value simply by being created in the image of God. That's what all of this hinges on. That's what the entire American experience, an experiment, hinges upon, is the very existence of God. And because of God being the creator, he gives you certain inalienable rights and certain value simply by being a human being. So to bring this full circle with my conversation with Michael Knowles, Michael Knowles is wrong because he's not looking at it from this perspective of what are our rights, who gave us these rights, and who has the authority to take them away. Now he said multiple times, you know, both on Twitter and on his show, well, here's historical precedents and Supreme Court rulings that say that your rights can be suspended for a period of time under certain scenarios under emergency authority. Okay, if that's true, now let me just say this. It is a fact that people's rights have been taken away for periods of time under emergency authority. It is a fact that the Supreme Court has ruled that that is okay. But that does not mean that it is okay. That does not mean that it is constitutional, that it is legal. Because what they're actually doing is they're assuming a false pretense. If you're going to believe that a governor has the right to suspend your rights under an emergency situation, what you're actually saying is that you do not actually have any inalienable rights that cannot be taken away by the government. You understand that, right? It's either all or nothing. There is no middle ground. Anything in the middle, any compromise, is pushing us towards nothingness when it comes to our inalienable rights. You understand that? Does that make sense? And this is why this is important. When you look at New Mexico, as you guys know, there's that story, and this is really what inspired Michael Knowles' post. He's actually kind of defending the New Mexico governor. Now, again, he disagrees with what she's doing, but he agrees that she does have the authority to do what she's doing under an emergency situation of taking away people's Second Amendment rights because she declared a state of emergency in the state of New Mexico, declaring that gun violence is way out of control. Too many people are dying from gun violence. And so what we're going to do is we're not going to allow people to carry firearms in public, which is a violation of their Second Amendments. We're going to ban firearms, whether you have a permit or not, concealed or not, whatever it is. You're not allowed to be armed in Albuquerque and some of these places where there's gun violence going on. That's a direct violation of your Second Amendment rights. And Michael Knowles is basically saying, I disagree with what she's doing, but she does have the right to do that under an emergency situation. And I would argue, no, she doesn't. Because those rights were not given to you by the government, so the government cannot take those away. The government's job is to protect your rights. To protect your rights that are given to you by God himself. So, emergency or not, technically speaking, no governor, no president, no mayor, no sheriff, nobody has the authority to suspend your rights. Nobody, not a single person on this planet has the authority to suspend your rights except one, God himself. And last I check, God's not doing that. God created you in his image. And because of that, you have certain inalienable rights that cannot be taken away by the government under any scenario, under any situation. That's what makes America so unique. That's what makes America the greatest nation in the history of the face of the earth, is because we recognize that you have value simply by being a human being created in the image of God. That's really what has made America so great. It's not our policy. It's not our foreign policy. It's not our military. It's not the laws. It's not even the American dream per se. It's the value of human life that has made America so great. We've uplifted the individual. We've made it to where the individual is preeminent. All the rest of the world, the supreme leader, whether it's the king, the dictator, the emperor, the president, the government, that's the top of the pyramid. And then it goes, you know, federal government, state government, local government, individual, all the way down to the very base level, right? Here in America, our founding fathers set it up inverted. The individual was preeminent, and then the family, and then the local government, and then the county, and then the state, and then the federal. The federal was lowest on the totem pole. The federal government's responsibility was very, very limited. It was to protect national security. It was to deal with fights in between states. If there was a disagreement or an issue, the federal government would be the one that comes in. And then it's to protect your constitutional rights, because those rights are given to you by God. And so the federal government's sole responsibility is to preserve your value as a human being. And our government has lost sight of that. And unfortunately, in my opinion, conservatives like Michael Knowles have forgotten about that. That's why this is so important. We've got to begin to change minds. We've got to wake people up to their inherent value. The left is trying to make it seem as if you have no value as an individual. You only have value as a group, which is a very socialistic, communistic way of looking at things. What I'm arguing is we need to give value to the individual. You, as an individual, have certain inalienable rights that cannot be taken away. Because you're created in the image of God, you have the right to freedom of expression. You have right to protect yourself and your family. You have personal property rights. You have all the rights laid out in the United States Constitution, specifically because you're created in the image of God. And so we're going to come back after this break, and I'm going to dive into a lot of the rights that have been taken away by our government over the last few years, and why it's so important that we be a stickler on this, and why it's so important that we not compromise on this just because maybe our favorite candidate is one that actually took away rights. So we'll be right back after this break.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Hey guys, we are back again. My name is Jeff Dornick here on America Unhinged. We just finished up taking a really deep dive into looking at your constitutional rights. What are they? What did they mean? Who gave them to you? Who has the right to take them away? Hint, nobody except for God himself. So, I want to kind of shift our focus a little bit before I do. Just want to let you guys know, if you guys want to, obviously you guys all know, go shopping at MyPillow. Use promo code FFN. You guys can support what I'm doing, my show, all that kind of stuff as well. But if you guys buy anything over there, I think it's like up to 80% off right now over there at MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code FFN. Okay, so, I kind of want to shift the tension a little bit. Heading into the 2024 election, heading into the GOP primaries. And this is why this is so very important to understand. Okay. So there's I've been getting into some Twitter fights. I actually got into a debate on my show I had on a Ron DeSantis supporter. And I gotta say, before the primaries, I wasn't necessarily anti-DeSantis. I felt like he was a little bit too Republican first as opposed to conservative and constitutional. But, in general, he handled things in the long run, that he handled things right in Florida, in the sense of he opened up sooner. He began to become a little bit more anti-vax, which, again, I'm a very hardcore anti-vax. His trend is in the right direction. However, he made a lot of mistakes early, and we'll dive into that a little bit. But I cannot stand Ron DeSantis' supporters. I cannot stand Team DeSantis and their influencers and people running around. I think they're making some of the most idiotic arguments, completely hypocritical. And I actually had one of them on my show once. His name is Chris Nelson. We had a very good conversation. Obviously disagree on a lot of issues. But now I'm seeing more and more of these DeSantis supporters popping up, saying ridiculous things, crazy things about Trump and Team Trump and Trump supporters and all that kind of stuff. And one of the big ones right now is hinging around COVID and Trump's handling of COVID. And Team DeSantis is trying to throw all the blame onto Donald Trump for the handling of COVID. And I find that a bit hypocritical, and I'll explain why. Now, I want to preface this by saying all of this will come back. I'm going to bring this full circle for everything I was talking about in the first segment. So don't think, oh, we're completely changing topics. No, this is all within the same conversation. But I want to preface this by saying, one of my biggest concerns and one of the reasons why for a period of time I was cooling on my support of President Trump was specifically because of his handling of COVID. I felt like the longer he continued to tout the virtues of the COVID jabs, the more difficult it was going to be. And he was opening up a path for Ron DeSantis to actually come in and get the nomination. I've been predicting that for a long time. And that ended up being a lot of the strategy that Ron DeSantis was hinging everything on was Donald Trump's handling of COVID, right? You know, obviously, you know, Trump awarded Anthony Fauci an award on one of his last days there in office. He listened to virtually everything that Fauci said. But the one thing that I will say is as many conservatives and Trump supporters point out, Donald Trump did not actually take away anybody's rights. Donald Trump left it up to the states. Now, the problem is in my opinion, again, because of what we were talking about earlier when it comes to inalienable rights that cannot be taken away by the government, Donald Trump should have stepped in and make sure that the governors do not take away individuals' rights, including, you know, the freedom of religion, the right to peaceably assemble, things along those lines. He should have defended those rights. But technically speaking, he did not take away our rights. You know who did? Governors, state officials, local officials. They're the ones that took away your constitutional rights during the COVID quote-unquote pandemic, scamdemic, plandemic, whatever it is you want to call it, okay? You know, so, you know, Democrats are always saying, oh, Donald Trump with the economy, the economy tanked. He had one of the worst economies ever. Well, you know, he had a phenomenal economy until local governors shut down their states, people like Gavin Newsom, people like up the governor in Oregon, Washington, New York, all these leftist places. They completely shut down, tanked the economy, ruined the economy. And instead of taking responsibility for their decisions, they try to shift the blame all onto Donald Trump. And I'm seeing that same kind of mentality and that same kind of, kicking the can and deflecting responsibility with when it comes to Ron DeSantis trying to put all the blame for COVID onto Donald Trump. When, in my opinion, he owns some of the blame for what went down during COVID, and I'll explain why. Okay, but I want to be clear. I totally disagree with how Donald Trump handled COVID. He never should have done Operation Warp Speed. He never should have fast tracked vaccines. Like he should know better than to think, yeah, let's skip all the testing and the trials and let's just fast track all this. Even if Anthony Fauci is saying, yeah, everything's fine, it'll be completely safe. Like my thought process would be, but there's a reason why we have studies and there's a reason why it takes 7-10 years to get a vaccine to market. Maybe we shouldn't fast track this. Let's slow down a little bit, okay? So from that standpoint, yes, I 100% agree Donald Trump was dead wrong. But to be fair, he was in the middle of a claimed pandemic, and he was trying to figure out because he's a very pragmatic guy. I do not believe that Donald Trump is a principled constitutional conservative. He has conservative constitutional leanings, but he follows his gut and he's very pragmatic and he runs the government like he does a business, which means that he's got flexibility. He'll negotiate, he'll give and take. You know, he's not a principled constitutionalist like a Rand Paul or a Ron Paul that's going to be like, buy the book, we're not going to alleviate anything, change anything along those lines. That's not Donald Trump. Donald Trump is pragmatic. Let's the art of the deal. Let's negotiate, let's debate, let's discuss, let's work out a deal together. That's Donald Trump. And so when you're looking at how he handled the pandemic, that fit in perfectly in line with what he was, being a pragmatic guy, just trying to find solutions. Look, I'm just trying to fix the problem. There's a problem. I'm going to try to fix it. It may, like, We understood that when we voted him into office, that he was not a principled constitutional conservative. He was more of a populist. He was more go with your gut, negotiate, debate, discuss, and then we'll figure out the right solutions. Okay. So again, that's not making excuses for Donald Trump. He was wrong. And that's one of the reasons why I was very hesitant in supporting him. But I've been coming around and now I'm fully endorsing him for the GOP nomination. Now, with Ron DeSantis, I want to be clear. He's heading in the right trajectory in the sense of when it comes to COVID. Okay. So when it came to COVID, it's like, yes, he locked down. He had mask mandates. He pushed the vaccine. But then after a period of time, he opened things back up earlier than the vast majority of states, got rid of mask mandates, has become a bit more anti-vax, and again, heading in the right direction. Now, we don't know, is he doing this because he's running for president? He's trying to make a play at some of Trump's base that is disenfranchised by him because of his vaccine positions. Don't know. I predicted way before DeSantis got into the race that he was going to take this more anti-vax approach and that the vaccine was going to be Donald Trump's Achilles heel that Ron DeSantis would take advantage of. And that's all turned out to be true. That's exactly what's been happening here. But I find the attacks from Team DeSantis when it comes to COVID and the vaccines and the whole deal, that their attacks on Donald Trump for his handling of COVID, completely hypocritical. Because what they're doing is they're showing clips and they're showing video and newspaper articles and blogs and posts by Trump when it comes to his handling of COVID. And they're like, see, look, Donald Trump was recommending vaccines. Donald Trump was recommending ventilators. Donald Trump was recommending X, Y, and Z. Donald Trump was basically turned the government over to Anthony Fauci. Okay. Yes. But so did Ron DeSantis. Now, we all attack people like Gavin Newsom out here in Communist California, which is where I live. We attack Gavin Newsom and say, yeah, you know, he violated the constitutional rights of Californians. He kept us locked down, vaccine mandates, mask mandates, shut down the beaches. How horrific was Newsom for shutting down beaches? I know personally out here, I saw down in Orange County along the beaches. They had military helicopters going up and down like 100 feet above ground with loudspeakers yelling at people that were on the beach telling people to go home for being outside on the beach. And we say, Gavin Newsom, he's a tyrant for doing that. But last I checked, Ron DeSantis did that too. Did you know Ron DeSantis, that he actually went on Fox News and he said, and this was in, I believe it was either March or April, again, early on, but still. He's like, the party's over. We're not going to do spring break in Florida. We're going to follow the CDC guidelines. And what we're going to do is we're going to limit crowds on the beach outside to 10 people or less. And on top of that, we're going to have sheriffs on ATVs, sheriff deputies on ATVs patrolling the beaches to make sure that there's no crowds. And we're gonna shut you down and send you home if you're a crowd of bigger than 10. We also know for a fact that in the state of Florida, I'm trying to remember what the pastor's name, I think it's Rodney Howard Brown, I think it is off the top of my head. Prominent pastor out there in California, or out there in Florida. He continued to hold church services throughout. He never shut down. Not only did the Florida government come in and try to, you know, force him and compel him to shut down? He was arrested in the state of Florida for continuing to hold church services. Now, months later, Ron DeSantis convinced the attorney general, look, don't prosecute him. Like, don't go after this guy. Yes, that's fair. But it took him months to get to that point. In the heart of COVID, in the heart of the pandemic, heart of the scamdemic, whatever it is you want to call it, they were literally arresting pastors in the state of Florida for holding church services. That's Ron DeSantis' government. That's Florida happening. That's not California. That's Florida. That's wild when you think about it. So you can put all the blame you want, Ron DeSantis and your supporters, onto Donald Trump. But Donald Trump was not arresting people. You know who was? The Florida government under Ron DeSantis. You know who was shutting down beaches? It wasn't Donald Trump. It was Ron DeSantis. You know who was enforcing mask mandates? It wasn't Donald Trump. It was Ron DeSantis. You know who was actively promoting the vaccine and taking federal money from the government, from the CDC? You know who was taking money from the government in order to promote vaccines? Ron DeSantis. So when we're looking at all of this, yes, Donald Trump was wrong. But you know what Donald Trump was doing? Donald Trump was fulfilling his role as the federal government, even though he was wrong in what he was saying. He was providing guidance. Now you could say, now a lot of the DeSantis supporters are saying, well, he tried to put pressure on Ron DeSantis to do lockdowns and not open up and shut down and do mask mandates and all that kind of stuff. Okay, fine. That's within the purview of the role of the federal government, is to provide guidance in order to, you know, to go around, talk to government leaders, tell them to do things, not do things. Now, again, we disagree with what Trump was saying and doing. Yes. And his tendencies were actually, pushing for unconstitutional mandates. Yes. But who's the one that actually enforced it? Who's the one that actually did it? It wasn't Trump. It was Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis directly violated the constitutional rights of Floridians. So now think about this. Think about this for a second. Remember what we were talking about earlier? No governor, no president, no government leader has the authority to take away your rights. Why? Because you're created in the image of God. Ron DeSantis directly took away Floridians' constitutional rights to the right to peaceably assemble and the freedom of religion in order to worship God as you see fit without restriction from the government. Ron DeSantis violated both of those. Both of those are found within the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Ron DeSantis violated the constitutional rights of the citizens of Florida, claiming emergency authority. Last I checked, now correct me if I'm wrong. Somebody, you guys can, you know, go onto Twitter, find me at Jeff Dornick. Respond to me. If you can find an asterisk in the United States Constitution or an exception clause within the United States Constitution, send it to me. I want to see it. I haven't found it. Now, one person did tell me on Twitter. That if you take lemon juice and you put it on the back of the United States Constitution and you hold it up to a candle, that it's actually written in invisible ink on the back of the United States Constitution. So you're talking a little National Treasure joke there, but there is no asterisk in the United States Constitution. But yet Ron DeSantis was acting as if he had the authority to take away your right to peaceably assemble and to take away your right to worship God as you see fit without restriction from the government. He felt that because of COVID, for whatever reason, whether he was being pressured or not, that he had the authority to take away your constitutional rights. That's a concern. If that's his tendency, that's a concern. Ron DeSantis, in my opinion, was dead wrong. He acted outside the purview of his constitutional authority. And last I checked, I have not heard him admit that he was wrong on a constitutional basis. He's changed course, yes, but what was that changing of course based upon? It was based upon COVID data, not the United States Constitution. Him deciding to open up the state of Florida was not based on constitutional law. It was based upon that he believed that the CDC was wrong, rightly so, when it came to COVID data, COVID deaths, COVID vaccine, effective treatment, how transmission, the whole deal. He was basing it on data. So this is my concern for Ron DeSantis, whether we're talking 2024 or we're talking 2028. Is Ron DeSantis is not limiting himself to the authority granted to him by the United States Constitution. He's going beyond it. He's actually violating his oath of office. He actually violated his oath to uphold the United States Constitution. That's a concern. That's a massive concern. When you actually sit there and think about it, if you want a president of the United States of America, last I checked, you probably don't want somebody like a Gavin Newsom in there in office who again, violates all of our constitutional rights all the time. Well, what's the difference between Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis? What's the difference between the New Mexico governor and Ron DeSantis? The New Mexico governor, it's a perfect example. She declares a state of emergency. We can disagree with her claim of there being an emergency, but that's fine. I do disagree. But she says that there is a state of emergency in the state of New Mexico. Gun violence is out of control. And so because she's declaring the state of emergency, she is suspending the Second Amendment in the state of New Mexico. Ron DeSantis, during COVID, said because there is a pandemic, it's an emergency, so I'm going to use my emergency authority to suspend your First Amendment constitutional rights. What is the difference? There is no difference. We wouldn't elect a New Mexico governor as president. We wouldn't elect Gavin Newsom as president. Why? Because they're violating constitutional rights. They don't believe in our constitutional rights. The problem is Ron DeSantis claims that he does, and yet he still violated them. So when we're looking at this, Ron DeSantis' tendency is that it's okay. The ends justify the means. The ends justify the means. It's okay to violate the Constitution if the end goal is a net positive in their mind. That's a concern. And again, just to show that this tendency goes beyond COVID. Look at how Ron DeSantis handled Disney. The former CEO, Bob Chapek, criticizes Ron DeSantis's what they called the quote unquote "Don't Say Gay" bill, which was nothing of the sort, right? You know, it could be argued as well that it was the "Don't Say Straight" bill because it banned all talk of sexuality in school. So, you know, I call it the "Don't Say Straight" bill, basically, right? Bob Chapek criticized the bill and said he's going to do everything he can, you know, in order to get it overturned, you know, get legislation in there that fixes it, whatever it is from his perspective. What did Ron DeSantis do? Ron DeSantis didn't say, look, Bob Chapek, you have the First Amendment right to disagree with me and voice your opinions. I disagree with you. Let's discuss and debate, and then we'll see what the state legislature, puts out. And, I will veto anything that goes against this bill. Okay, that would be the right way of responding. No, what he actually did is he used the government. He weaponized the government against Disney as retaliation. And he admitted this as retaliation to punish Disney for criticizing him and his legislation. That is a direct violation of the United States Constitution. That's a direct violation, again, of First Amendment rights. Now, you could argue, maybe Ron DeSantis values all the rights except for the First Amendment. Maybe he likes all the – he likes the Second Amendment, likes the Third, the Fourth, goes down the line. Maybe it's just Ron DeSantis doesn't like the First Amendment because that seems to be the amendment that he's continually violating. He's violating free speech. He's violating the right to peaceably assemble. He's violating your right to freedom of religion. So the question is, as we're heading into this, these GOP primaries – got all of my, strong evangelical conservative friends that are supporting DeSantis, saying Trump is evil, Trump's bad, we cannot support Trump. Trump was awful when it comes to COVID. I would argue that Ron DeSantis was worse. And I'm actually more concerned with Ron DeSantis' handling of COVID than I am Donald Trump's handling of COVID. Why? Because Ron DeSantis directly and knowingly violated the constitutional rights of the very people that he was supposed to defend them of. Ron DeSantis took away the First Amendment rights of the citizens of Florida. That's concerning. That's not what I want in a president of the United States. And so when we're looking at the conversation from earlier, what do we believe about the United States Constitution? Do we believe that you have certain inalienable rights that are given to you by God that cannot be taken away by the government? The answer should always be yes. So why do we have conservative leaders like Michael Knowles and Republican governors like Ron DeSantis who believe that there are exception clauses to the United States Constitution? And we're all supposed to run and support these guys. Let me tell you something. You have certain inalienable rights that cannot be taken away by the government because they're given to you by God, because you have value as an individual human being created in the image of God. Our Creator gave you these inalienable rights. The Constitution just recognizes them. And so anybody who takes them away, should, in my opinion, should not be respected. Okay, guys, so we're going to go ahead and take a break, and then we're going to close out the show, and we'll be right back after this.
Kyle Brett, live in that state up north. Thank you so much for watching Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming network in the world. I'm blessed to have the Ohio Brett Show for God and country in sports every Wednesday, 4 to 5 Eastern Standard Time.
And tune in every single Sunday and every single Tuesday on the front lines with Christy Hutcherson. Hard-hitting news, live sometimes in the field. Truth that you're not seeing anywhere else. Thank you so much, Brighteon TV. Tune in, it is the fastest growing. And also, thank you so much, Mike Adams. We appreciate you very much.
We love our head coach, Mike Adams. God bless you.
Hey guys, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, it was great guest hosting for Dr. Diamond. I'll be back in a couple of weeks with another round of this. But you know, just make sure that you guys remember you guys have value as an individual created by God. That's the main takeaway. So when we're looking at what the coming GOP primaries, what's going on, who we're supporting, all of that, look at everything through that prism. So I just want to encourage you guys with that. Make sure you guys are going over to my Substack, jeffdornick.substack.com. Sign up today. You guys will get all my shows, interviews, and articles emailed directly to your inbox. Don't have to worry about any algorithms. And then I'm also in the process of building my own social media platform called Pickaxe. You guys can go to pickaxe.com. It's going to be 100% constitutionally protected free speech platform with algorithms that work on your behalf. We're not beholden to big tech in any way. So you guys can go to pickaxe.com, P-I-C-K-A-X.com. Sign up today. And I truly appreciate all of you guys' support. I truly appreciate all of you guys, you know, tuning in constantly to Dr. Diamond's show. It's a phenomenal show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We shall catch you guys next time.